Agency, covering business, auto, home, boats, motorcycles, and RVs. Also offering life, health, and disability policies. Visit them at CardinalInsuranceAgency.com.
Prior.
Hey, we welcome to the program field goal kicker extraordinaire from our staff. Joe Cassidy has just been awarded by ESPN the Oh No of the Year from Scott Van Pelt. That is, Joe, that's incredible.
The Scotty Award, the Oh No Award. I've never won an award before, Greg. And
really?
The fact I've never won an award before.
That is amazing. You have just went worldwide.
For my first award, man, I just watching the video is making my ribs hurt again.
Mark Daly said it best. You are the gift that keeps on giving.
You know, I would disagree with that, but you know, you and Mark are two of my biggest supporters, so I can't.
President of your fan club,
Mark Daly.
Okay,
Daly.
Now this happened what, about 2 months ago? Is it
back in September? So 3 months ago.
3 months ago.
Yes.
Joe has been selected out of nowhere. Out of probably thousands of opportunities, Joe just happened to sign up for, what was it?
It was a Buick Envision. Yeah, I signed up to get a mask. To get into the game.
At MSU.
Yeah, and that wasn't even to get the giveaway. The giveaway was a chance to attempt a field goal, and I just needed a mask to get into the game.
Right.
And they had throwaway masks, and I said, I'll sign up if you give me a mask. And we completely forgot all about it until the next week when I got the phone call.
Wow. And then Joe proceeded to put on one of the greatest kicking demonstrations of all time. That
yeah.
That will never, ever go away. You'll be gone someday, Joe, and that you'll still be kicking that field goal on somebody's telephone.
You know, somebody's cell phone is your telephone, Greg. You have how many videos of that now saved? Three?
I've got several.
Yeah, and Therese, every time I talk to her, she's, oh, it's such a good kick. No, it wasn't. Mrs. O'Connor, all right.
Yeah,
it was bad, but
Joe kind of stumbled and a lot of the sports media picked up on it.
A lot of it.
The first one we were aware of was Randy Moss.
Randy Moss. Matt Stafford ended up commentating it on Monday Night Football. Scott Van Pelt now. Clay Travis was on it. Barstool Sports picked it up. Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Like you said, ESPN. Everyone picked it up, and everyone's having a field day with it. And I thought it was going to die, and I honestly thought it was going to be done for, and the only way it was going to stay alive is through your Twitter.
No. So Scott Van Pelt of ESPN fame.
Yeah.
Gives out end-of-the-year awards, and Joe picked up the Oh No of the Year. Oh No, a disaster coming.
I wouldn't call it a disaster. I'd call it a happy accident, just to make myself feel a little bit better about it. But
now you couldn't plan that.
You couldn't. There
was the way that all transpired.
To this day, I still have people asking me if it was fake.
Yeah,
I would be the
you couldn't fake
best.
That.
No, I would be an Oscar-nominated actor if I could perform like that on command.
You did hurt your knee.
Oh yeah, I hyperextended my knee, and I ended up bruising my ribs for 6 weeks.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I had the battle scars to prove it, and people thought I faked it, and I was kind of shocked. Like,
I think Mel Tucker, did he reach out? You guys made up some T-shirts, and he wanted to get a hold of one?
Or? Made up some T-shirts. I didn't talk to Coach Tucker directly. I talked to another coach on his staff, former Spartan linebacker, Darian Harris.
Yeah.
I was in touch with him through Twitter, and him and I were going back and forth and talking, and I reached out to him and said, hey, look at these. And he's like, I want one size large. I said, what about Coach Tuck? He says, yeah, he wants one too, size large, or size XL, whatever it was. And I said, all right, I'll get them made and I'll bring it up to you. And I brought it up on game day. So.
So it continues. It keeps giving.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, and it's been a wild ride, Greg. And you know, having Greg O'Connor as the vice president of my fan club is a real honor.
Who's president?
My mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my mom's always going to be president of my fan club, and then and then Mark is the CFO. Good with those numbers, but
that is just insane. So you haven't heard from Van Pelt?
Yet? Haven't heard from Van Pelt yet.
Be
a monetary
gratuity with that award.
Well, I got reached out by a couple of people asking me if I get like a trophy on it with it, and I was like, I doubt it. I wouldn't count on it, but it's still, you know, funny to say I'm the Oh No recipient of the Scotty Awards, the year end awards. And then Michelle, our front office traffic director, is saying we need to get one made for you. Like, no, we don't. It's fine. I don't even know what would the trophy head even be, Greg? What do you think it would be if we made a trophy?
Somebody laying in the grass.
Somebody laying in the grass.
Injured. Who had just attempted to kick a field goal and almost missed the ball.
I didn't miss the ball, Greg. I didn't miss the ball.
Almost.
I made contact with the ball.
That ball. How far did that ball go?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so
10 foot.
If it went anything less than 10 foot, the ball would have still been in frame. The ball was way out of frame. I would say it probably went a solid 10 yards. That's my actual guess. Okay. Is a solid 10 yards. Didn't get higher than a foot and a half off the ground.
Yeah,
but
didn't get much off the ground.
No, it did not. I hit it with my knee, actually, on the way down.
They should bring you back every year for that event. That should be your event.
That should
Joe.
Be the Joe Cassidy Buick Envision kick of the week.
So there was actually a vehicle there.
There was a vehicle there. That wasn't the prize. That was
that was not the prize.
No, the prize was it was an all-expenses-paid trip to whatever bowl game Michigan State made, and obviously
so
they made the Peach Bowl. I'd be
right
in
now.
Atlanta right now if I would have made that kick, or 4 season tickets and a parking pass to next year, to next year's football season.
And instead, you're in Summit Township.
Instead, I'm on the shores of Williams Lake talking to the legend himself,
yes,
the Greg O'Connor. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, Greg. Yep. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, of the year. On ESPN. You just can't make it up. Joe Cassidy.
Hey, Jackson. This is Dr. Double from Double Chiropractic.
Andrea.
And Corinne.
We would like to...